Give the Lord a big hand of praise. This morning, we're looking at signs and wonders are the heritage of those committed to kingdom advancement endeavors. Remember, we are saying, looking at our main theme for the month, is revival as a platform for signs and wonders. But let's look at this morning. The commitment to kingdom advancement endeavors puts the believer in command of signs and wonders. Go to all the world and preach the gospel. And these signs shall follow them that believe and engage with this command. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And they went forth and preached everywhere, and the Lord walking with them, confirming the word with signs following. Engagement at whatsoever level, in whatsoever dimension, to kingdom advancement endeavors puts the believer in command of the supernatural. This woman prayed away to experience the wonders of heaven, life. And you are in a church that kingdom advancement prayer is made easy by the various intercessory prayer guidelines that we have. You don't have to be looking for what to pray. They are there in abundance. With scriptures, not to bother your head, searching for where they are, you can see them there. That was what engraved the prayer life of this woman into the realm of signs and wonders. One of my sons was out in the way for an interview, and then everybody that knows everybody got into the place for the interview, and one policeman saw him. My case is different. He started laughing. If your case is different, enter now. And then a man dressed in white like her papa came and took him and said, "Follow me." Went through the gate, put him inside. And when they were going to start calling, they started from the back. So he was the first man to be called.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Life, raw. He knew nobody, but he knew God. And God stepped in and said, "Come on, my friend." And he was the first to be called. All the ones who knew people were in front, they became last. Amen. That's how God will shoot you to the front. Yeah. This commission is sent to stop the tears of mankind, to turn the sorrow of men to joy, to turn their mourning into dancing. I saw people crying and groaning, and I said, "Jesus, why?" He said, "From the beginning it was not so. And now the hour has come to liberate the world from all oppression of the devil through the preaching of the word of faith. And I'm sending you to undertake this task." Why are you always dealing with issues of life? That's what I'm sent to do. Amen. Now watch. Anyone that places a curse on you, this coming sentence, it will return to them sevenfold. And any door that is shut against your life in any area shall be forcefully opened today. Every door shut against your business shall open up today. Every door shut against your children shall open up today. Every door shut against your head shall open up again today. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said, through the preaching of the word of faith. And I'm sending you to. So you need to believe what the word says. In this commission, to be entitled to the rewards of this mandate. Today is declared the turnaround day for you. Now, commitment to kingdom advancement endeavors. One, provoke access to divine favor. Divine favor. Divine favor is the lot of every single person that is committed to kingdom advancement endeavors. Psalm 102, verse 13 to 15. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. For thy servants taketh pleasure in the stones of Zion, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and not the ends of the earth thy glory. We're talking about fearful favor. The kind that woman enjoyed. Fearful favor. Fearful favor. Fearful favor. Fearful favor. That is the lot of everyone that genuinely committed. Not eye service. Not make them see me. Genuinely commitment to kingdom advancement and endeavors entitles believers to fearful favor from God. Fearful favor from God. So expect it. And nothing secures the future like favor. Nothing secures the future like favor. Now we saw that came to light in Acts chapter 2 verse 47. I mean, the Bible says about the early church praising God and having favor with all the people. Favor. Revival time is a favor, is a season for deluge of favor to every engaging believer. Favor. Favor. Nothing decorates destiny like favor. God gave Joseph favor in the house of Potiphar. He became the heir of Potiphar's family. He gave him favor in the prison. And he may become an official of the prison. Favor. Favor catapulted him to the palace. Favor. Nothing flies like favor. May the favor package ordained for this season not be lost in anyone's life. Commitment to kingdom advancement and divorce, number two, provokes supernatural breakthroughs. Supernatural breakthroughs. A dramatic change of story. We saw in Luke chapter 5 and verse 1 to 7, Jesus asked Peter, push your stuff, your boat, into the sea so I can speak to the people. And after he has done that, he said, now Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. You are entitled to supernatural breakthrough in return for your stewardship. And then the net began to break. Beckon on their neighbors to bring out their boat to help out. And they filled the two boats with fishes, and the boat began to sink. Supernatural favor is the entitlement of everyone genuinely, heartily committed to kingdom advancement and endeavors. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness, as these stars forever and ever. As these stars forever and ever. I don't have no doubt that globally rated stars in their countless numbers will rise in this church. By the addiction of those who choose to, in turning many to righteousness. By the addiction to turning many to righteousness, many stars. We serve a covenant-keeping God, not a Father Christmas God. Amen. There is nothing he wants to do with your life that he does not have conditions to have it done. By redemption, you are a star. But you don't manifest as one without being involved in turning many to righteousness. Either through the altar of prayer or your passionate pursuit after souls in your neighborhood, in your workplace, or both. And to the glory of God, let me share this with you. My team since the year began has led 76,826 to Christ. And it's a team of my children, young folks. Some have just left school. Some are planning to go to school. We're just there together as children of God and pushing the frontiers. Not only that, over 16,000 have appeared in church. 16,000. To the glory of God, by an undying passion to see people saved. Don't mind me, I've been in it before I became a pastor. So my being a pastor is not what is making me run around. I've been running around long time before I was called to ministry. I've been running crusades by faith. Believe God to be able to go. Believe God to reach out to them. Believe God to revisit them. I may not be a star yet, but I'm going towards becoming one. I'm going towards becoming one. Oh, there's nowhere you are on the planet Earth today. You put this name on your system, it will jump out. Now, let me tell you this. If you write my name only, I say Nigeria, the letter will come here. You don't need to say P.O. Box, you don't need to say this road. If you write my name, any poster man, if they still have them, praise God, it will bring the letter down here. I may not be a star yet, so I'm just on my way to becoming one. They that turn many to righteousness, not those who are just thinking about it, yes, I'm going to try to do something. Those are not trying. They are not trying. They're just doing it. With their resources, with their time, with their energy, they're just doing it. Glory to God. Glory to God. And because like begets like, I see many great stars. Greater than wherever your spiritual father will ever reach, rising in this place. The secret is in turning many into righteousness. Number three, commitment to kingdom authority and endeavors engender supernatural fruitfulness. Please hear me. You are not permitted to be barren serving God. Trash every medical negative verdict. It can't stop God from having his way. Now, I'm speaking to you as a prophet. I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm telling you what God's word says, and God's word is prophetic. The Bible defines it as the most sure word of prophecy. Thou shalt serve God and the interest of his kingdom, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and he, God, will take away sickness from your body. There shall none that serve me and his own kingdom that shall be buried in the land. And the number of your days I will fulfill. My God is not a joker. He means what he says, and he says only what he means. Therefore, for anyone under the sound of my voice that is called barren, I invoke the prophetic unction of my life for your release today. We are celebrating the arrival of your miracle children in this place. And this verdict is executed now. The last period you saw is the last we see till you deliver your miracle baby. Thank you, Jesus. Because it's your right. By engaging in kingdom advancement endeavors, is your right. And that right, no devil will take it away from you. Lo, children, and I heard you of the Lord, Psalm 127 and verse 3. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. Is part of God's reward package for those serving him and the interest of his kingdom. So it's all right. Therefore, the siege of barrenness over your life and that of your family is declared over finally today. Next, number 4, commitment to kingdom advancement endeavors guarantees answers to our prayers. You have not chosen me, John 15:16, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall abide. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. That's an open check for answered prayers. Every kingdom advancement addict enjoys guaranteed speedy answers to prayers. You saw the prayer of Elijah, how short it was in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 29 to 39. Oh Lord, don't hear me. Why? Passion for God. They have thrown down the altars. They have slain the prophets. Show yourself. And the fire of the Lord fell. God answers those that are out for the advancement of his kingdom with fire. Expect answers to your prayers like you never knew in your life. Can I hear your loudest amen? Number 5, commitment to kingdom advancement endeavors engenders divine health. Everyone committed to reconciling the world back to God is called an ambassador for Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 to 20. And that is every child of God is ordained an ambassador for Christ. And Proverbs 13, 17, a faithful ambassador is entitled to healthy living. That is illustrated in John 15, verse 1 and 2. I am the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. But every branch that beareth fruit, he keeps fit, so he can keep bearing more fruit. So every fruit bearing believer is entitled to supernatural fitness. Physical fitness, emotional fitness, spiritual fitness. When you are fruit bearing, because the laborers are few, God's wisdom wants to keep fit the few that are in the vineyard laboring. Now, there are many people here today. If Jesus tarries, the next 40 years of your life, by your commitment to kingdom advancement endeavors, shall be sickness free. Shall be disease free. Shall be pain free. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number 6, commitment to kingdom advancement endeavors engenders supernatural blessings. If they obey and serve him, Job 36 and verse 11, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. When I sent you without pause or script, lack ye anything? Luke 22, verse 35. And they said, nothing. Nothing. We lack nothing. We lack nothing. The young lions may suffer want and hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Psalm 34 and verse 10. So the days of want and lack, they are over in your life. Can I hear your loudest amen? Number 7, commitment to kingdom and world endeavors confers divine protection. Divine protection. In Luke chapter 10 and verse 1 and 2, after these things he appointed 70 others also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither himself will come. And said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray ye the Lord of the harvest, that he may send laborers into his field. And they went and came back rejoicing. Even devils are subject to us in your name, verse 17. And he said, rejoice not because of this, but because your names are written in the book of life. But when I sent you, I gave you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Verse 19, and over all the paths of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You are on the go, you are not permitted to be hurt. You are not permitted to be hit by the devil. Can I hear your loudest amen? The way it works, you enjoy divine immunity through your commitment, your undying commitment to kingdom advancement endeavors. Nobody chases you around in your sleep anymore because it's over. It's over. Thank you, Jesus. Number 8, and this is needed by everybody, commitment to kingdom advancement endeavors confers peace that passes all knowledge. Peace that passes all knowledge. How? Is there any house you enter into, say what? Peace be unto this house. Luke chapter 10. Peace be unto this house. Peace be unto this house. Peace be unto this house. And whatever good thing any man does, the same he shall receive from the Lord. Ephesians 6:8. Every distributor of peace enjoys multiplied peace in return. Whatever a man sows, that also shall he reap. Peace be unto this house, and peace multiplies back to you. That's why we call it peace that passes all knowledge. Peace that passes all knowledge. Philippians 4 and verse 7. Peace that passes all knowledge. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And peace is one of the most scarce commodities on the earth today. The lack of it afflicts the high and the low, the mighty and the weak. People are restless across borders. Leaders of nations, restless. Peasants in the farm, restless. But my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give unto you. Be not dismayed, neither be ye troubled. The peace of God is inexplainable. You testify of it, they think you are faking it. People think you are faking it. Now watch. I have never heard a sleepless night in this ministry. Now, work keeps me awake, not trouble. Work keeps me awake, not trouble. Everyone in pursuit of God's agenda enjoys the peace of God in return. Everyone. Great peace have they whose mind is stayed on you, and nothing shall offend them. Active partnership with Jesus secures great peace. Psalm 119 verse 165. Great peace. Great peace. Thank you, Jesus. Finally, number 9. Commitment to kingdom advancement endeavors secures the blessing of a good old age. A good old age. And the number of your days I will fulfill. I am responsible to keep you on and keep you going because you are committed to kingdom advancement endeavors. The number, and a number, the number. In Genesis 6 and verse 3, he said, and the Lord said, my spirit shall no longer strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years, and the number of your days I will fulfill. Now, in Psalm 92 and verse 14 and 15, it said, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Verse 15, to show that the Lord is upright and is my rock and there's no righteousness in him. So expect the confirmation of the blessing of a good old age on your life. On your household. No one here will suffer the plague of untimely death in their family again. The number of your days, God, not you, will fulfill. because you are committed to serving him and the interest of his kingdom. Expect that to be your package. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Would you lift up your right hand to heaven and give God thanks for laying before you the wonder packages for your commitment to kingdom advancement endeavors. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. I pray that under this prophetic anointing, your passion for God and the interest of his kingdom takes a new turn today. Let me hear your confident amen. Declare it the loudest you can. Today is a covenant day of open doors. The cheapest way to humiliate the path of darkness is to walk in the light. It's never known, it's never heard, will never be heard, that darkness stops the way against light. So walking in obedience to the truth is the master key to a life of open doors. Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. You cannot do anything against the truth but for the truth. The power of darkness can do nothing against the power of light. Forever and forever. For that light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot resist it. No. Darkness cannot create a barrier against access to light. The access of light in the midst of darkness is automatic. Auto. You don't need negotiation. Darkness clears the way whenever light steps in. So a life of open doors is guaranteed by walking in the light of the truth. Amen. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and observe to do all his commandments I command you today, that the Lord your God will set thee on high, the path of darkness always standing above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings, open doors, shall come upon you and overtake you. You'll be blessed in the city, open doors in the city. Blessed outside the city. Your storehouse shall be blessed. Hey. My God, I mean, that chapter is a clear definition of God's agenda of open doors for his people. Amen. So walking in the light of God's word, keeping his commandments as a lifestyle, brings you into the realm of unstoppable open doors. Unstoppable open doors. But can two walk together and say they be agreed? Now, in Psalm 24, verse 7 to 10, it says, lift up your head, ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. He will lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. So when you are in agreement with the truth, you are walking in the company of the Lord of hosts. No door can be shut against anyone in the company of the Lord of hosts, the Almighty. When you are in the company or in the convoy of a president in his nation, everything that salutes the president salutes you. You have never run an election in your life. You are not planning to run one. But you are in the convoy of the president. They can't say, no, I'm not saluting you. He's saluting you. You are in the convoy of the president. You are receiving the salute of the president. There is no road safety that can stop you when you are in that convoy. Say, you are the one I'm stopping. No. Soldiers will pick him. You enjoy the lifting up of everlasting doors when you are in the company of the Lord of hosts. The Lord is mighty in battle. Lift up your head, ye everlasting doors. Now lift them up. The King of Glory is coming. And you are in the company of that King of Glory. May your case is settled.
Amen.
Amos chapter 3 and verse 3. He said, can two walk together and say they be agreed? So when you walk in agreement with the truth, whatever lift up your head for God, lift up their head for you. Can I hear your loudest amen? 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 So welcome to your era of open doors. Welcome to your era of open doors. Welcome to your era of open doors. Now, when Israel came out of Egypt, God was in their midst. The sea saw them, it fled. Come and see, open doors. Psalm 114 and verse 1 to 9. Jordan was driven back. Come and say with me, open door. The mountains skip like rams. Say with me, open doors. And he is like young lambs. Say with me, open doors. What's happening? Where are you going? Ah, trouble now. The Almighty is coming. Amen. Tremble thou art at the presence of God. You can't stand there when God is coming. So when you are in his company, everything that troubles others trembles at your arrival. Now, that harassment against your business, that harassment against your career, ends finally today. Those harassments against your children end here today. And everything gives thanks. So Paul and Silas, they began singing praises to God. Because God inhabits the people. God came down. And what happened? All the doors were flung open. Hallelujah. The foundation of the prison was shaken. The thing holding them down began to tremble. Because God came down. He said, the Lord in it, let the earth tremble. Anytime God steps in, troubles tremble. That's what happens. If God be for us, who can be against us? That's what happened. Romans 8:1. So you need to come to terms with God. You need to secure your partnership with Christ. Praise God. You need to come into agreement with the truth on every subject area where you desire an open door experience. Now, men and brethren, hear me. Everyone engaging with the ongoing move has secured this partnership with Jesus that will keep every door open. Amen. Can I hear your amen? Amen. God was working with them, confirming the word with signs following. God was working with them. They were in obedience to his commandment. They were on the go for him. So they secured partnership with him that keeps every door supernaturally open. Can I hear your amen? Amen. You want an open heaven in your finances? My friend, become a committed tither. Not a once a white tither. A committed tither. At the level that you are in, suddenly, your 10 naira tithe will soon become 15 naira. Yes. Your 15 naira will soon become 20 naira. Yes. With your eyes open, it will become 50 naira. Yes. Suddenly, it will become 1,000 naira. Yes. Your tithe will again become 1,200. Yes. It will take you step by step. You don't jump from primary 1 to GSS 1, do you? You want to jump, that's why you have problem. You don't. If they take you from primary 1 because you are very bright, to GSS 1, you'll be very dull. You will fail and they will drive you out. So, go step. Amen. So, don't try to jump. Go gradually. Life is so interesting. If you don't mind the steps, you'll be sweating at one spot. Sweating. Now, what? Let me do it for you. Because you need to see this. It will help your life. Amen. You know, it's a fast word, you know. IT, software. Everything. They say, take this thing step by step. There's no way. There's a software that can jump me from this place to the last one. Oh, God. Take this step. Say, no. All those things that Papa is saying, there's no. No. I have a code. Enter. They take this thing one by say, no way. And then they start praying. And you are breathing hard. But you have not left one place. It's step by step. Step by step. Step by step. Before you wake up to it, you are on the platform. Our home runs more like a small hotel, but the seed I give by the grace of supplies per service is beyond our food budget in a month. I never need 1% again of my income till I die for anything. But that's not where we started from. When you hear 18,600 naira in a year, my offering and sacrifice was there. That's our level, every one of us. No, that's their level. My level is there. When we grew supernaturally to 55,000 in a year, my sacrifice was there. Amen. But here is somebody now. He wants God. Amen. Ask 1 billion. 1 billion. If I give 1 billion, you will die. Let me take you class by class. Because jumping from GSS 1 to 100 level is not safe. Not that you just wait. Your brain may turn. Because what they are pumping into your brain can't take it. Praise God. You may not like it, but that's the truth. He gives us assets little by little. How? Little by little. You are very quiet. You don't like it. It's little by little. If you knew where the church started from, you would know it's little by little. Jumping and the dust dancing along with you is little by little. Water coming out from the altar of God, like in Revelation chapter 22, is little by little. Grass cathedral in a city is little by little. Amen. We never needed an accountant. There is nothing to count. Little by little. Anybody can be accountant there. Because you are only to count it. It's little by little. You don't need chartered accountant, you have chartered income. It's little by little. You won't miss your heaven. You won't miss God's ultimate agenda for your life. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let's conclude quickly. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 7 and 8. I'm sure something has broken loose in your life. Praise God. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. When God opens a door, no devil can shut it. Amen. The door that's opening to you today, no devil in hell can shut it. Now verse 8. I know thy works, behold, I have set before thee an open door. And no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. I have set before thee an open door, because thou hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. I have set before thee an open door, because thou hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. I have set before thee an open door, because thou hast, you have a little strength, but you have kept my word. Amen. I have set before you an open door, no limit to your rise. Set before you an open door, no end to your going up. No end to your enlargement. Because you have kept my word and has not denied my name. So, keep walking in the fear of God. Keep enjoying being in love with God and the interest of His kingdom. Remain committed to following God's leading at all times. Keep His word. And then you enjoy open doors for life. Enter into covenant to serve Him with all your heart and with the whole of your desire. And He will grant you all and rest. Keep my word. I know you have a little friend, but keep my word and see how dramatic your story will keep changing. Keep my word. Keep my word. Don't deny my name. Don't be ashamed of me. Just keep going for me. And I have set before thee an open door that shall not be shut, day nor night. That shall be your experience from now. Lift up your right hand and give God thanks, everybody. Give God thanks for the word. The God of open doors has come to visit you today. No door shall be shut against you anymore. Every closed door to you is now reopened. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. Well, open doors begin by subscribing and accepting the God of open doors to your life, and His name is Jesus. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Whosoever has the Son of God has life. Whosoever has not the Son of God has no life. So you are here this morning, you want to enjoy the beauty, the wonders, the celebration of open doors in your life. First step is accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then you have escaped from the siege of closed doors in life. That's where the journey begins. If you are here this morning, you'd like me to pray with you to be born again, to become a child of God, to become an overcomer in life, to enjoy the wonders of open doors in your life, wherever you are, stand to your feet and I'll pray with you. God bless you. You want your sins forgiven this morning? Stand to your feet. You want your name written in the book of life? Stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Many more are standing on wherever you are. Stand up and remain standing. Please, I'm praying for you right there. I'm praying for you right there where you are. Stand to your feet. You want to surrender your life to Christ, stand to your feet. Amen. Now, there are also people here that need to rededicate their life to Jesus. Return back to their Heavenly Father. Maybe you are once saved, but at a point there was a disconnect between you and God. You want to reconnect back to your God. Wherever you are this morning, stand to your feet and I'll pray with you. You want to rededicate your life back to God, stand to your feet. You know, the sorrow of them that follow after another God shall be multiplied. No one can manage your life better than your God. Wherever you are, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus and begin to flow again in the beauty of eternal life. Stand to your feet, and I'll be praying with you at the same time with the first call. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In a world of darkness, until you become a child of light, you can't enjoy open doors. Darkness cannot force darkness to give way. Only light can force darkness to give way. Amen. Only light can force darkness to give way. You are there, you want to return back to God as a son of light, a daughter of light. Stand to your feet so you won't be struggling at the same spot for light. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Now, everybody standing, both in the first and second call, please stop filling your form for a while. Bow your heads now so we can pray. And lift up your right hand to heaven and pray this prayer of faith after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, save my soul. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored back to the faith. I am now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Amen. Keep your hands up as I pray. Father, I pray over these precious souls. Your grace has brought them in today. Let the same grace preserve them. No going back for any of you. You have stepped out of darkness. You won't step back there anymore. From this moment, no door is permitted to be shut against you. Every door of favor opens to you from henceforth. In the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name. Congratulations. 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 Please get seated. Complete those forms and pass them over to the church officials that are there close to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. For all those involved in the ongoing cell growth and replication, be blessed openly in the name of Jesus. For all those that open their doors to this ark of revival, no door shall be shut against you forever. Both old and new location providers, I decree a fresh release of Obedidom orders of blessing upon your life. For all the drivers of this agenda, you'll never be stranded anymore in your life. For all our new cell ministers, assistants, and secretaries, grace to be impactful in your stewardship, receive it right now. The good news is, Jesus has planted 13,236 new cells this year. Come on, give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise. Amen. And this says, by a prophetic alert that we received yesterday, are ordained to be fishing nets for the growth of the church. They are what? Fishing nets. He said, let down the nets for a drought. We have been fishing from the center. Now we are fishing from the edges. Go to the highways and edges and compare them to come that my house may be filled. We've been on the highways over the years. We are now going down to the edges to fish them from our neighborhood where we live. That prophetic word that came yesterday, please, all operators, grab it and run with it. And so, the five standards remaining, every cell has a covenant obligation to ensure minimum one soul from every cell is drafted into church on Sunday, drafted into zonal fellowship meeting on Wednesday, drafted into the cell fellowship on Saturday. It's an obligation. When you take any commandment from God seriously, you return with glorious results. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. And I must say this to you, there is no welfare to anyone in this church without it being a safe route. Because it's a large place, we can't tell who that individual is without being identified from the spirit system. Praise God. And welfare is not about bread and water only, but you have spiritual need for attention. The people in your area can only identify you from that platform. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
This thing is sweet, oh. Now that I'm not the only one testifying, I think you should believe. Everybody's testifying. I'm hearing testimonies that I never saw myself from this place. You are the next one we'll hear. Stand to your feet, everyone. Amen. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. Now I'm saying to you that as a child of light, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 5, every child of God is a child of light. A child of light. As a child of light, darkness has no power to shut any door against you. Say, I'm a child of light. When I appear, barriers must disappear. As long as I keep walking as a child of light, darkness cannot set a barrier on my path. How many children of light are here in this room today? Read that together now. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. Everybody read. Ye are all children of light. And the children of the day. We are not of the night. Hallelujah. Every closed door is orchestrated by the powers of darkness. But ye are all, not just apostles and prophets and teachers and pastors, ye are all children of light. You know why? God is light. And new birth makes you a child of God. And light begets light. So if God is light, then he has light children. So we are all children of light. Ephesians 5 and verse 8. Ephesians 5 and verse 8. For you were sometimes darkness, agreed. But now are ye light in the Lord. Now walk as children of light. Lift up your two hands, everyone, and invoke the validation of those two scriptures. I was sometimes darkness, but now am I light in the Lord. I'm walking as a child of light from henceforth. Darkness you must tread away. first you must clear the way. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. No begging. No appeal. No more negotiation. As a child of light and walking in the light, I decree today your access to the realm of unstoppable open doors. That door against your business is reopened now. That closed door against your career is reopened now. That closed door against your family is reopened now. That closed door against your health is opened back to you now. In the name of Jesus. Everlasting mountains staring you in the face, they are scattered right now. Perpetual heat that does not allow you to go forward, they are leveled out now. The Red Sea standing before you in your promised land gives way to you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. I just heard by the Spirit of the Lord that there shall be diverse angelic manifestations the next 5 weeks. For every genuinely engaging believer, watch out for diverse angelic intervention in your affairs. Many will be called up to places they never applied to. Many will be honored with many honors they never thought or imagined. Many will be called for like Joseph from the prison straight to the palace. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. We have 5 weeks more to go. God created the entire world in 1 week. 6 days only. Anything can happen in 5 weeks. Any change can occur and take place in 1 week. Therefore, expect your dramatic turnaround story through your ardent, high-tempo engagement in this prophetic season. Operation, by all means, continues till the 31st. Of July. And we have a harvest Thanksgiving service on the 1st of July. No one here shall return without their harvest in their hand. So we have a challenge right now. We have this command. Ensure that it's no barren week where your voice is not heard in heaven, where your result is not proven on the earth. Make these 5 weeks your personal appointed weeks of harvest. And watch how dramatically God will intervene in your affairs. He never lies. He never backs out on his word. Ever faithful, ever sure. This is declared your week. It will be known as your week of open doors. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks.
Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do. If you came after the worship offering was received, there are officials around the altar and various exits carrying late offering tags. Do well to drop your offering as you go and be blessed as you do. If you want to share your testimony in the second service, rush to the honor entrance, that is the entrance behind where the pastors are seated, and share your testimony to the glory of God. Again, if you want to share your testimonies, rush to the honor entrance and share it to the glory of God. We are reminded, for the 3-day wolf beat, you can register online as it commences tomorrow. Be blessed. Choir.
God is a good God. My God is a good God. He lifts me high. Lift him up, 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 lift him up. He lifts me high. Turns me around. He will turn you around. From sickness to hell. From failure to success. From poverty to riches, from closed doors to open doors, I feel like clapping. Clap your hands for you people. I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't. My God is a good God.
Put those hands together for Jesus and give the Lord a big shout. Please, you may be seated. We are taking a call to worship this morning from the book of Psalms, chapter 24, from verse 1 to the end. Psalms chapter 24, from verse 1 to the end. I take verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Verse 2. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Verse 4. He that had clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Verse 6. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Verse 8. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Verse 10. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. You are welcome. Put those hands together for Jesus.
Please let's listen to the Faith Tabernacle announcement in this second service. Number one, praise the Lord. Operation by all means enters its fourth week today. Are you clapping for Jesus? We thank God that the revival fire is burning as God is saving the lost in their numbers, and the fire on our prayer altar is increasingly gaining momentum. Every winner should ensure that he or she is not an onlooker in this midst of the year revival season, which is ordained to launch us into our high places. Be reminded that our morning and evening revival prayer sessions hold at all our areas and district centers, Monday to Friday, and the time is 8 to 9:30 a.m. and 5 to 6 p.m. respectively. However, gospel raid is on every day of the week. We are required to direct every soul won both to the WSF location and the midweek service at the Zona Fellowship Centers nearest to where they live. May these 5 weeks remaining be the appointed weeks of harvest indeed for every winner in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, good news. Our 3-day specialized certificate course at Word of Faith Bible Institute, WOV, comes up from Monday the 28th to Wednesday 30th June 2021. It shall feature breaking marital siege. Everyone on the line for the miracle marriage and everyone desiring a hitch-free married life should keep this divine appointment with God. God shall be breaking every marital siege and release wisdom on marital success. For registration and other information, please visit the link as displayed on the screen. Number three, Believers Foundation class holds this Monday for all new converts. Please note that you are to attend for 2 Mondays only. Every new convert concerned will be contacted by SMS on the location close to where they live. Time is 6 to 7:30 p.m. For those attending in Canaan land, classes now hold at the KHMS building opposite the church secretariat. Number 4, Covenant Hour of Prayer holds tomorrow, Monday to Saturday, both here in Canaan Land and in all of our Covenant Hour of Prayer locations across Lagos and Otter. And the time is 5:30 to 6:30 a.m. Number 5, praise the Lord! Our midweek communal service holds this Wednesday, 30th of June 2021, both in Canaan Land and at all our Zona Fellowship Centers in Lagos, Otter and environs. Remember, we shall be waiting on the Lord in a fast and break with the communion. Time is 6 p.m. Number 6, good news. Water baptism holds this Saturday, 3rd of July 2021, at all our facilities across Lagos and Otter. All both young and old who are yet to be baptized in water by immersion since the believed are required to partake of this vital kingdom mystery. Remember to come with a change of raiment. The time is 10:30 a.m. Number 7, yet another good news. 3 intending couples wed this weekend. We are admonished to stand in the gap for them in prayers and share in their joy. The time is 11 a.m. Number 8, Winners at Life Fellowship. Our house-to-house fellowship holds this Saturday at our WSF centers across Lagos and Otter. Time is 5 to 6 p.m. Remember, our cell growth and replication agenda is still on. Ensure you are part of this by bringing people into your cell. If you desire to host a WSF location in your house, please indicate through your cell minister, and as you host the Ark of Testimony in your home, expect continuous inflow of testimonies into your life. Amen. Finally, number 9, praise the Lord. Next Sunday at Faith Tabernacle, the 4th of July, 2021, shall be our Breaking Generational Curses service. God shall be breaking all generational curses in the lives of His people and setting everyone free from all oppressions of the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. It shall be a prophetic service, a service to be much more remembered. Therefore, come expecting diverse turnaround encounters by the prophetic word. Service schedule is as usual. Jesus is Lord. Put those blessings together for the Lord.
In this second service this morning, it is testimony time. Please give Jesus a big, big hand of praise. Now let's listen attentively to the following documented testimonies. Number 1, divine promotion via prayers. I work with a multinational firm, and towards the end of 2018, over 50% of our staff were laid off. For the rest of us, we were told when our job would be terminated. But I told them my case was different. I went to God. I reminded Him of my commitment at the Winners Satellite Fellowship, the Youth Alive Fellowship, and in all the operations. By the leading of the Spirit, I contacted one of the managers in our UK office. I told her my job would soon be terminated, and I wanted to work at the UK office. I made that my prayer point during the 21 days prayer and fasting. As I reminded God of all my commitments, suddenly my story changed. 2 weeks ago, I got an email from the UK office stating that I should send my passport, and I did. I will be resuming as an expat at the UK office. Jesus, is that a bigger hand this morning? I will also be living with my family, all expense paid, accommodation paid by the firm. I return all the glory to the God of this commission that is too faithful to fail. And the testifier is Emmanuel Isaiah. One more time, let's give Jesus a big, big hand. Number 2, supernatural open doors. Amen. After a strange nightmare a few years ago, I started suffering financial breakdowns everywhere. Clients taking back their jobs from me, strange financial losses, career stagnation, disappearance of my car, clients backing out on their agreements, new jobs stopped coming. I started losing favor, even my referrals. There were financial embarrassments everywhere as I could hardly provide for my family. But after an encounter in a service in this church, I made a vow to commit to a lifetime of faithful kingdom stewardship, beginning from where I was. Immediately, I started receiving strange open doors. While I was still on one job, another one came, and another from another client residing overseas. My phone started receiving strange alerts, money transfers, and many business calls. This is a phone that was practically dead for years. I've never seen anything like this before. Even in my office, I began enjoying favor with my boss. Even as I write now, I have not recovered from that encounter. I give God all the glory. And the testifier is Tony A. Someone's opened their testimony is coming in a service. Give Jesus a big, big hand of praise.
Shout hallelujah. In this service this morning, we have come here, among other things, to give glory and to give thanks unto God for all that He has done for us, particularly in this month of June. As our custom is, we return at the end of every month to give Him the glory. It is time for end of month special thanksgiving, marriage, and children dedication. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. The word of God declares in the book of Psalm 103, verse 1 and 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Every one of us today are beneficiaries of the goodness of God in the month of June. Do I have a witness in the house this morning? Therefore, we are going to be rising on our feet in the moment. We are going to be celebrating God and glorifying Him. And those in the category mentioned will be dancing their way forward. Those who are here for marriage, thanksgiving, for children dedication, and those who have one special occasion or the other to celebrate God for, will dance their way forward towards the altar. The rest of us, where we are going to be giving God the praise for what He has done in our lives. And as we celebrate Him, giving Him praise, we shall see His mighty hand in greater dimensions in Jesus' name. Shall we rise on our feet, everybody? The choir will be leading us as we celebrate God together. And those in the category mentioned will dance their way towards the altar. Thank you, Jesus.
You alone deserve the glory. Oh, you alone deserve the praise. Almighty God,
you alone deserve the glory.
Oh, you alone deserve the praise. Jesus, you alone deserve the glory. You alone deserve the praise. Almighty God,
you alone deserve the glory.
You alone
deserve the praise.
Hey, you alone deserve the glory. Jesus, you alone deserve the praise. You are the Almighty God.
You alone deserve the glory.
Somebody praise.
Hey,
you alone deserve the glory. You alone deserve the praise. Almighty, mighty, mighty, mighty God. Oh, you alone deserve the praise. Jesus, you alone deserve the glory. Hey, you alone deserve the praise. Almighty God. Oh, you alone. Hey, you alone deserve the glory. You alone deserve the praise. You are the Almighty God.
You alone deserve the glory.
You alone.
You alone deserve the glory.
You alone deserve the glory. praise. We give you all the praise.
You are the
hey, you are the praise. You alone deserve the glory. Jehovah, you alone deserve the praise. Almighty, mighty, mighty, mighty God. Oh, you alone deserve the praise. Almighty.
Hallelujah. Please, let's make way for all those carrying children to make their way towards the altar. Shall we lift our hands and our voices before the Lord and give quality thanks unto Him for what He has done for you? Be specific, giving Him the glory. It says, forget not all of His benefits. Therefore, mention unto Him His goodness towards you as an individual, towards your family, towards us as a church. Will you give glory unto Him, give honor unto Him, give adoration unto Him, and celebrate the faithfulness of our God? Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. You have done all things well. Blessed be your name, and blessed be your name, and blessed be your name. Thank you, glorious Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Keep your hand lifted. Father, we have come before you today to give glory to you for all that you have done. You have done all things well. Every department of our lives have become a showcase of your glory. And for it, we give you all of the praise. For the marriages that are here today, we say thank you. We declare that they shall become peaceful homes. They shall be joyful homes. They shall be fruitful homes. In the name of Jesus Christ, they shall be testimony-filled homes. In the name of Jesus. And we use them as point of contact for everyone desiring the same kind of miracle. And we declare it delivered into their lives. These children before you, Lord, they are your heritage and your reward. For it, we give you all of the praise. And now, as these children are anointed, we decree your seal upon each one of them. No evil shall befall them. We declare that they shall flourish in your presence. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of these children shall remain a joy to their generation. None of them shall be a source of tears. We declare that they shall be preserved in strength in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we are rejoicing over them today, that shall be their testimony forever. None of them will ever be a source of concern in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, for all that you have done for us, too many things to mention, promotions, breakthroughs, liftings, healings, turnarounds, progression, all manner of testimonies, we have come with one voice to say that we are grateful. We give you all of the praise for all of the birthdays, the anniversaries, and various occasions of your mighty hand. We say accept all of our thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody believe, say loud amen. Lift up your thanksgiving seat before the Lord and present it unto Him right now. Present it unto Him right now. We have come, O Lord, today, presenting our seed of thanksgiving. Let it be acceptable. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Keep your thanksgiving still lifted. Father, we have come this morning not only with our song in our mouth, but with our seed of thanksgiving in our hands. Let it be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. You believe, say aloud, amen. We are going to be dancing, celebrating God. The choir will be leading us. All of us will be dropping our thanksgiving seed. Those in front can drop it before you get back. Others can drop it where you are. And please, all here, those who are here with children, make sure that your children are water anointed before you return back to your seat. Choir.
Baba,
A bigger hand of praise this morning, and please be seated in God's presence. This morning, it is my privilege to welcome a number of us who are worshiping God for the first time on a Sunday morning here in the Faith Tabernacle. If today is your first Sunday of worshiping God here in the Faith Tabernacle on a Sunday like this, please stand to your feet and remain standing. Church, make your hand clap bigger and better for Jesus. He deserves it. Our officials shall put into your hand a welcome package and a slip that you shall be required to fill in the course of this welcome. Please ensure you get your own welcome package, then take your seat and commence filling that slip in the course of this welcome. Note this morning that every believer has a God-appointed location for the fulfillment of his or her glorious destiny. The Bible says we should not cast our seed or offering in any place that we shall see, but only in the place that the Lord our God shall choose. In the same vein, every believer has a God-appointed shepherd over his or her destiny. It is written that God will appoint pastors over us according to his heart, who shall feed us with knowledge and understanding, after which we shall be multiplied and increased in the land. There is no coincidence in the destiny or adventure of any believer. It is clear that God has brought a number of us here today to show us this place as the place he has chosen for us. And without doubt, this is one of God's appointed cities of refuge on the earth today, where the avenger of the blood cannot access us. All that is required is that you stay committed and planted upon this mountain, connecting in obedience with every word of God proceeding from this altar. And as you do that, I welcome you to this home of signs and wonders. Expect diverse divine visitations in every department of your life as you settle down here in the name of Jesus Christ. That amen can turn things around. On this note, I like to say to all our first-timers, welcome home. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. One more time, stand to your feet, all first-timers, for prayers and for blessing. Kindly suspend filling your slips. Rise as we pray. Bow your heads, please. Our Father, thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for this great harvest that you have brought into your presence today. We declare that each and every one of them is blessed. Lord, whatever concern that they left before coming today is converted to a testimony. Make today a day of salvation for any one of them yet to encounter salvation. Receive all the glory, our Father. In Jesus' awesome name, we have prayed. Please be seated, kindly complete your slips and hand over to the officials very close to you. You are welcome. God bless you. Let's give Jesus a bigger hand of praise.
Let somebody shout aloud, hallelujah. In this second service this morning, it's offering time. So shall it be for us in Jesus' name. If you haven't done so yet, this is the right time to package all your financial commitments between you and your God, and that includes your tithe, 10% of God's increase upon your life, your offerings for this service, and any other financial seed. Put them together, honor them. Put them together, write something honorably at the back of your envelope as we get set right now to worship God with our seed. Remember, you can give in cash. If you are writing checks, you are writing Favor of Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land. You can take advantage of any of the electronic giving channels. You can see that on the screen right now. Praise God. The Bible says to us very clearly in Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. Luke 6:38. God's word says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. If you receive it, say loud, amen. With your seed today, this becomes your financial testimony. With this understanding, please rise up on your feet. Take your seed in your hands. Lift it up unto God. And present your seed unto Him right now. Thank Him. Praise Him. Bless Him. Magnify His name. With your seed lifted up unto Him. Thank Him in advance, because your harvest is sure. Father, we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please lift your seed up unto God right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we have come with financial seed in our hand today in obedience to your word. Let our seed be acceptable. For every tithe, cause the devourers to be rebuked and the windows of heaven open in our direction. For every giver, as we sow this seed today, welcome to your season of financial abundance. From this day, your financial rain begins to fall. No more dry season for you financially. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Make that amen a longer, stronger one. Please take your seat comfortably, cast your seat with joy, and let's make welcome the Faith Tabernacle Choir as the minister.
Unlimited God, no man can see the end of your way.
Jesus, another big hand of praise. May the blessings of this month remain a blessing for life. And as you have given him thanks for what he has done, you have simply reminded him of what remains. So whatever remains to be done, by your thanksgiving of today, they are declared done. Lift up your two hands and ask God to speak to you this morning. Ask that from the depth of your heart. I want to hear from you this morning, Jesus. When the word of Joseph came, multiple changes took place in his life. He enjoyed multiple change of levels. Let my word come through this morning. I want to hear from you, Jesus. Thank you and thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Thank you, Jesus. And blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. He sent one word to Jacob, and it turned him to a nation. The word of dramatic turnaround will locate you this morning. And we change your story forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, speak to us this morning. Let this covenant day of open door answer in everyone's life. Let every closed door be reopened by the power of your light. And let every open door open yet wider. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. I'm pleased you may be seated. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. And so shall it be. For all of our first timers, God directed your party here because there's a blessing in this house reserved for you. Grace to tap into such blessings reserved for you in this house, receive it right now. A woman joined this church, and within 3 months, according to the prophetic word that came, began to engage in a very strange manner, a widow, a Muslim convert, lost the husband, thrown out of the husband's house, and settled in, had the word on kingdom advancement endeavors, engaged in some very strange prayer schedule. 8 to 10 a.m. every morning, 12 to 1 at noon, and 5 to 6 p.m. every day of the week. And on Friday, 8 to 3 p.m., my God. Now, the son was going to get married. There was no resources whatsoever, and there was nowhere to turn to. But she engaged. An angel of the Lord appeared in Mina, where the son was living. Angels drive cars. Drove to his house and said, "Follow me." "I don't know you," he said. "I say, follow me." So he followed. Took him to the market. Bought this, a cow. Bought 22 bags of rice. 20 bags of semovita. One oil. And gave him 150,000. And never to be seen again. God just stepped in and confirmed the world that those who are in pursuit of God's agenda are ever in command of the supernatural. Same day, the same man, tall man, dressed in white, came to Lagos, bought items for the mother, gave them a name and telephone contact. So they called the mother from Ojaoba Market, said, "There's a message for you here." He got there and he said, "Look at this clothes, these shoes, the exact color they were going to use for the marriage, and this amount of money." They called the number forever, can't locate the number, no response. An angel of God descended. Now watch. That was in response to her tempo of engagement. You sow sparingly, you reap sparingly, you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. You sow casually, you may not even find anything in return. It's the reward of them that diligently seek him. That woman entered into fortune by her engagement with Kingdom Advancement Endeavors. Within 3 months, everyone, first time that's here, you will sing a new song. Not by just appearing, but by genuinely engaging with heaven's agenda. Seek ye first my kingdom, and all these things shall be added to you. It will make you to laugh. Therefore, one more time, welcome home. Everybody owes God thanks every month. Your greatest asset is your life. And so let everything that has breath praise the Lord. You slept, you awoke because he sustained you. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Someone is born in a particular month, you owe God thanks for staying another year. He kept you all through the year. God hasn't done anything. It's dangerous. Don't think so. Don't ever say so. You want to see another year? Give him thanks for keeping you for the last 1 year. So everyone that has a month as his birthday owes God thanks for preservation of his life. So those is thanksgiving, amen. Those who got a new job, those who got houses. Now, where is the new job if you are dead? Where are houses if you are no longer? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Please count your blessings. Number one, the sustenance of your breath. Count your blessings and respond genuinely in thanksgiving. It's not thanksgiving offering. It's a thankful heart. You're thanking God. You are only giving an offering to say, "Lord, I want to worship you with this according to your commandment." It's not a thing. It takes a thankful heart to keep making marks. Be ye thankful. In everything, give thanks. Thank you, Jesus. The 3-day specialized training programs at World of Faith Bible Institute is designed to target certain issues of life and provide solutions from the world. And so this 3-day specialized program for this month is starting tomorrow, 28th to 30th of June. And the object is breaking marital siege. The temperature in homes shall be leveled out. The tension in homes shall be no more. Those under any marital siege that responsible for their marital delays will be liberated, and their settlement will be established this year. So, let everyone that requires solution in such areas, and you are disposed by virtue of your kind of job that you do, but if you are in your private business, you better settle your private issues and be there. God will douse the tensions in your home. He will make it a happy, peaceful, joyful family. God will settle your marital issues finally. Whatever is blocking the way forward for you shall be shattered. He said, come unto me, O ye that live on the heavenly things, and I will give you rest. Come and learn of me. I will show the way out of your predicament. So be there, and you shall be more than blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me hear your loudest amen. We are concluding our teaching series this time and looking at signs and wonders are the heritage of those committed to kingdom advancement endeavors. Signs and wonders are the heritage of those committed to kingdom advancement endeavors. Commitment to kingdom advancement endeavors provides these nine specific wonders among others. Number one, commitment to kingdom advancement endeavors provokes the flow of divine favor. Every issue of misfortune leveled out. Psalm 102 verse 13 to 15, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. How? For thy servants take a pleasure in the stones of Zion, and favor the very dust thereof. Therefore, the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the ends of the earth their glory. That talks about fearful favor is provoked by taking pleasure in the matters of the kingdom. Fearful favor is provoked by taking pleasure in the matters of the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you by favor. When things are added without asking for, they call it favor. They call it favor. Therefore, everyone engaging with the ongoing operation by all means, expect the unleashing of fearful favor in return for your engagement. Can I hear your loudest amen? Remember, when your cloud is full, your rain will fall. So the tempo of your engagement matters to the unleashing of His favor. Like that woman of faith that I just shared about. Number two, commitment. Before I leave that, Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. We saw favor in the early revival. The people were praising God and having favor with all the people. My God. They continue steadfastly. If you look at Acts chapter 2, verse 46, these were men and women continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. Did eat their bread with gladness and singleness of heart. They were just gladly engaging with the ongoing revival. And they were having favor with all the people. Your time of favor has finally come. When somebody is struggling, my people say, oh, poriti. You know what it means to use your head to push a car. That connotes a life of struggle. Ori of your jet in you. Number two, Commitment to kingdom advancement endeavors provokes supernatural breakthrough. They're just things are happening to you on their own accord. In Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 7, we saw Peter engage his boat and skill to serve Jesus. And Jesus said afterwards, Peter, launch out into the deep and cast down your net for a draught in response to your stewardship. And he let down his net, and fishes rushed inside in broad daylight. That's not normal. They enclosed great multitude of fishes, and their net break. Net breaking order of breakthroughs. They invited their friends to come help them. They filled the two boats, and the boats began to sink. Supernatural breakthrough opening up to you on their own accord. You heard the testimonies read. Supernatural breakthroughs coming through on their own accord. By subscribing to Kingdom Advancement Endeavors, you are entitled to supernatural order of breakthroughs. Breakthroughs that cannot, my God. We came across something very humorous this last week. The basement of our new sanctuary. Don't be offended. We sit nearly as much as we have here in the Faith Tabernacle. Where it's made for underground car park, but I said no. Where we are going, we can't tell. So let it double for sitting. Amen. Don't let me go beyond that. Can you imagine this whole sanctuary being a basement? You better fear God. That is what they call supernatural breakthrough. That's the realm you are entering into now. Thank you, Jesus. Now, and watch that without stress. And God knows. The devil knows. Without cutting corners, without pressure on nobody, please don't get angry. That is what happens when the pursuit of God and the end of his kingdom, it becomes your way of life. It keeps opening doors in dimensions beyond your widest imagination. You are getting there. Some businessmen will explode in breakthroughs. Some career people will be somersaulted into heights beyond their widest imagination. So, over to you. Your level and tempo of engagement entitles you to supernatural order of breakthroughs. And that will be your experience from henceforth. Number three. Commitment to kingdom advancement endeavors engenders supernatural fruitfulness. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God, and he shall bless, Exodus 23, 25, and 26, thy bread and thy water. I, God said, will take sickness away from the midst of you. There is none that is committed to serving me and the insides of my kingdom that is permitted to cast their young in the land. They are not permitted to be barren. My God. So serving God entitles every believer to supernatural fruitfulness. So everyone called barren in this commission, under the sound of my voice today, and those who will hear it through any other media, in the name of Jesus, the siege of barrenness is broken forever. None that serve me shall cast their young nor be barren. God is not a joker. He means what he says, and he says what he means. If they shall not be barren, then they shall be married. Male and female created them and said, be fruitful. You can't be fruitful if you are not married. So he said to him. Can I get your loudest amen? Remember, if thou finds a wife and a good thing, and has obtained favor from the Lord. So it's covered. Psalm 127 verse 3, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. So it's an entitlement. No biological reason under heaven, no negative medical verdict under heaven can make the word of God of no effect. We have seen here in this church people that were having their monthly period all through and yet they delivered. My God. People without fallopian tubes and yet delivered. People without ovaries and yet delivered. Someone without a womb, and yet delivered. Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, no one here is permitted to remain barren. Number four, commitment to kingdom advancement and endeavors guarantees answers to prayers. You have not chosen me, John 15:16, but I have chosen you that it should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall abide. That whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So engagement in kingdom advancement endeavors entitles believers to guaranteed answers to prayers. None of your prayer will return void anymore. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Number five, commitment to kingdom advancement and endeavors engenders divine health. I am divine, my Father is divine dresser. If every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he takes away. John 15, 1 and 2. And every branch that bears fruit, he keeps feet. So he can keep bearing more fruit. So you are entitled to supernatural fitness as a fruit bearing believer. Amen. You are entitled to supernatural fitness as a fruit bearing believer. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 to 20, if anyone be in Christ, a new creature, all things are passed away, all things have become new. And all this are of God, who has, you know, reconciled us to God and has given us the means of reconciliation. He said, to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not in putting their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray ye that in Christ be ye reconciled to God. We are now ambassadors for Christ. And Proverbs 13:17 said, a faithful ambassador is entitled to healthy living. Therefore, I curse every root of sickness and disease in your life. This season marks the end of the siege of sickness and disease in your life. Every terminal disease tormenting anyone under the sound of my voice who is committed to kingdom advancement and divorce dries up from the roots. No more pain. No more ache. Cancer is caused from the root. Hepatitis B is caused from the root. Heart disease is caused from the root. Every torture and torment of the devil classified as oppressions of the devil, they are declared over in your life. Number six, commitment to kingdom advancement and divorce engenders access to supernatural blessings. Supernatural blessings. If they obey and serve Him, they shall spend their days in prosperity, their years in pleasures. They shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God, and He shall bless. He shall bless. And His blessings makes rich and has no sorrow. He shall bless your bread and your water. He shall bless your bread and your water. He shall bless your bread and your water. That means to never beg. Begging ends in the life of everyone here today. When I sent you without personal scripts, lacked ye anything? Luke 22 verse 35, and they said nothing. You are not permitted to lack when you are on a mission for Christ. You are on the go for Christ. He supplies all your needs according to His riches in glory. Man. All your needs. According to His riches in glory. Number seven, commitment to kingdom advancement and divorce confers divine protection. Divine protection. If you take any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. Divine protection. You are on the go for Christ, you are divinely protected. Against the assaults of witches and wizards, against the assaults of occult people, you are divinely shielded, divinely protected. Mark chapter 16, verse 17, these things shall follow them that believe in my name, they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. Now, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. It shall not hurt them. So you are not permitted to be hurt. Every satanic assault comes to an end in your life today. In Luke chapter 10, He appointed 70 others also, and they went out and they came back rejoicing, saying, even devils were subject to us in your name. Verse 17. And verse 19, Jesus said, hey, you don't understand. I gave to you power when you went for me to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. So you are divinely protected as a promoter of the kingdom. Well, the good news is you never suffer the assault of armed robbers again. No one under your roof is permitted to be kidnapped. No one here will pay a dime as ransom to any devil. And as I'm saying this, anyone that targets you, it bounces back on him and his family. One of our pastors was kidnapped at the time, and they called me. I said, put those kidnappers on the line. If you don't let him go in 24 hours, you are dead. That was pandemonium. I called my name because I'm sent by God. Can I? My God. They had to let him go. No, that devil. From where? As I was screaming on the phone, the room was vibrating. The apostolic unction of making my life. Everybody went quiet. Amen. I said, you want money? You devil. Have you heard this name before? You are dead in 24 hours. Fire. Man. You are not permitted to be assaulted. So, except God has not sent me, everybody involved in kidnapping business in this nation comes under a curse today. Everyone concerning kidnapping, the curse of the Lord comes upon their head. Everyone buying human beings for sacrifice, I command that evil return sevenfold on you and your household. Thank you, Jesus. Their end has come. For someone to go on his way to work in the morning and you pick him up? How dare you? Many of them will sleep and not wake up. Many of them will walk on the street naked. All their sympathizers go down with them. All their sponsors go down with them. Now, commitment to kingdom advancement endeavors engenders peace that passes all understanding. Peace you can't explain. Let me tell you how it happens. In Luke chapter 10, verse 5, it said, every house, into whatever house he enter, first say, peace be unto this house. Everyone on the go for Christ is a distributor of peace. And whatever a man sows, that he shall reap. Peace be unto this house is a seed of peace. Are you reaping multiplied peace in return? Multiplied peace in return. When you are on the go for Christ, you enjoy peace that passes all understanding. Philippians 4, verse 7. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind through Christ. It's inexplainable. You are just at peace. I've just released fire on those agents of the devil. I'm at peace. There is nothing moving me into anywhere. I cursed today, you see the curse tomorrow. So what's the problem? You should be the one in fear. Not me. I curse you today, the effect is today. It's not tomorrow. Amen. You are on course with his agenda. Multiplied peace becomes your experience. And you know what that does? Be still and you will know that I'm God. You know, people who walk in the supernatural, they are people who are still. Be still. Don't run up and down. And then you know that I'm God. Psalm 46 and verse 10. It says, the Lord shall fight for you and shall hold your peace. So when you are at peace, you are in command of the supernatural. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
That's what happens. You should know that I'm at peace. That is not. There are many people in this church who are just naturally at peace. Or let me call it supernaturally at peace. And nothing shakes them, nothing moves them, they are just in command. When you are at peace, you are in command of the supernatural. It's one of the wonders that attend to those who are committed to kingdom advancement endeavors. Peace like a river. Ever flowing peace. Jesus said in John 14, verse 27, my peace I give unto you. My peace I live with you. Not as the world give I unto thee. Let not your heart be troubled, my friend. Neither be ye afraid. My peace overcomes and conquers fear. Thank you, Jesus. You mean you have a child and you are going to sacrifice somebody's child for money or political position? You are dead. 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 They have heard. You know, they listen to these teachings to see what fire is burning in their house. Thank you, Jesus. Finally, commitment to kingdom advance endeavors confers the blessing of a good old age. Money can't buy that. Position can't buy that. A good, not old age, a good old age. Not old age where you are sitting in your body. No, a good old age. Not when they are praying that you should die. Enough is enough. A good old age. A good old age. It entices you to a good old age. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God. He shall bless your bread and your water. I will take something away from you, he says. There shall none cast their young nor in the land among those who are serving me. And the number of your days, I, God, will fulfill. So your days have number. You know, the one would say, your days are numbered. They don't know what they are talking about. It's not about punishment. The number. He said, yet his days shall be 120 years. So it has number. And he said, I will fulfill. I'm not leaving it to chance. I'm responsible. Amen. That even in old age, you shall still bring forth fruit. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody settled. You are that one. Let me hear your loudest amen. Now the good news is, if Jesus tarries, at 100 you are still bouncing. At 110 you are still speaking. Thank you, Jesus. One day Pastor Della was talking to me. He said, you see, I am 108 today, and you are 54. So you have a long way to go. Amen. At 108, he still traveled. He was still dedicating new churches. Even in old age, you shall still bring forth fruits. So you are not dying now.
Yes,
death can't take you. God is committed to conferring a good old age on your life. Therefore, every terminal disease is caused from the root. Every form of weakness is terminated now. In the name name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Thank you, Father. Lift up your right hand and give God thanks for the word. Thank you for the blessings that you have unveiled to me today. I receive grace to connect and continue to occupy till you come. Engage you with all my heart and all my soul and all my strength. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. Today is our covenant day of open doors. Revelation 3:7-8. The master of open doors is here talking to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, right? These things said, he that is holy, he that is true, and Jesus that had the key of David, he that opens and no man shuts, he shuts and no one opens. His name is Jesus. The Father judgeth no man but has committed all judgment to the Son. His name is Jesus. I know thy works, he said. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. That's what entitled you and me to this realm of open doors. A commitment to keeping the word of God. He that has my commandment and keeps it is the one that loves me. And if you love me, I will love you. And I will manifest myself to you. The God of open doors demands that we keep his word to be entitled to a life of open doors. We must have to keep his word to be entitled to a life of open doors. We see this picture in very clear terms in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1 to 13. It is a chapter of open doors. It shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken. So it's you, listen unto the voice of the Lord your God to observe and to do all his commandments, which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Open doors from one level to another. Open doors from one level to another. And all these blessings shall come to you, come on thee, and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now, verse 3. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, open doors in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy ground, the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Now, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land with the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now the Lord shall establish thee as a holy people unto himself. That spiritual open doors. As he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep his command, the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. Now, he said, and all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. The Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord swear unto thy fathers to give thee. Now verse 12, the Lord shall open unto thee his great treasure, the heaven to give you the rain of thy land and city, and to bless all the work of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Finally, and the Lord shall make thee dance, and not detain. Thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou shalt hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Now the question then is, what must we do to continue to enjoy open doors in the journey of life? Number one, be born again and remain so. Be born again and remain so. New birth makes you a child of light. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 5. Ye are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Now, all the barriers on your part and my part are the works of darkness. And we all know that no gross darkness can challenge the passage of light. In fact, the grosser, if I'm permitted to use that, the darkness, the more obvious the power of light. The more obvious. You put on your headlamp in the day, it's a nuisance. The headlamp of your car, but in the night, it's an asset. The brighter your light in the night, the greater your speed. Your asset. Every child of God is a child of light. And no power of darkness can shut the door against light. So when you become a child of light, you become a candidate for supernatural open doors. Now, Ephesians 5 and verse 8, the word says, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Walk as one that cannot be stopped by the powers of darkness. Amen. Walk as children of light. Walk with authority against the path of darkness as a child of light. For that light shines in darkness, and darkness can't handle it. This is the light. This is the true light that lighted every man that comes to this world. So every child of God that's walking in the light is a candidate for supernatural open doors. So every door shut against you either too, because you don't know who you are. I declare them open back in the name of Jesus. Number two, be in love with God and stay in love. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Be in love and stay in love with God. And no door of favor can be shut against you. When you are in love with God and with whatever God loves, then you become unstoppable in the journey of life. The greatest heartbeat of God is the salvation of men on the earth. When you are in love with God and with the interest of His kingdom, you become unstoppable in your adventure. Again, John 14, 21, the word says, whosoever has my commandment and keeps it is the one that loves me. And that loves me, will love my Father, and I will love him. And I will manifest myself to him. I will show up in whatever concerns him. And when God shows up, Psalm 24, verse 7 to 10, all everlasting doors will lift up their heads. God said, I will show up. You remember? He that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. Can any door be shut against God? So when you are in love, you are free from the harassment of closed doors. So every door that is closed to your life, it opens supernaturally today. Number three, be committed to following God's leading. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Lord, this is what I think. Is that what you are saying? When you are going in his direction, he goes with you. He goes before you. He walks with you. He walks through you. And he walks for you. So seek his leading in taking any steps of your life. And no door can be shut against you when God is leading the way. Lift up your head, see the gates, and your everlasting doors be lifted up, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord. Mighty in battle. He's the King of glory. Lift up your heads, ye gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts is the King of glory. No door can be shut with anyone being led by God. Stop leading yourself. Lean not on your own understanding. There's a way that smells good unto a man, the end thereof are the ways of death. You don't want closed doors, then follow his leading. When God is leading you, goodness and mercy only will be following you. Not obstacles, not barriers. When God is leading you, things will be falling in place in your favor. Isaiah 48 and verse 21. The word said, and they thirsted not when he led them. They thirsted not when he led them. He caused the rock to bring forth water for them. He cleared the rocks also, and the waters gushed out. When God is leading, everybody bows. When God is leading, now no matter how anointed, no matter how dedicated, if you are of God's leading, you meet barriers, you meet brick walls. This church went to Kumasi, 1987. Not by the leading of the Lord, so we couldn't have a breakthrough. I said, Jesus, what's happening? He said, I'm not there. After 6 years, we shut down. When it was time to invade that nation, we have over 200 churches in that nation today. When God leaves doors open, you will not suffer setback anymore in your life. And finally, number four, enter into your covenant to keep serving God and the service of his kingdom as your new lifestyle. And it will give you rest round about. Barriers clear the way on their own. Rest round about. And there's no more war. We are not battling with any door. The doors are open to you on their own accord. 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 12. And they enter into the covenant to seek the Lord God with their father with all their heart and with the whole of their desire. And verse 15. And the Lord gave them rest round about. Verse 19. And there was no more war. A covenant to serve God keeps every barrier off your path. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Lift up your right hand to heaven and give God thanks, everybody. Give God thanks from the depth of your heart. Give him thanks, he's done. A new day dawns in your life. You are now a child of light. Darkness can't constitute a barrier on your path anymore. You are breaking forth on the right and on the left. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, everyone. Anybody can pose to be a child of light. But the powers of darkness know those who are not children of light. And so they keep building barriers on their path. Building barriers, and they are helpless. But when you are saved, you are translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. So it has to be a definite change of position by submitting, making Jesus your Lord and Savior. Except a man is born again, he cannot taste the blessings of the kingdom, which includes the blessings of open doors. His name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. So when you accept Jesus, you have God's presence. And with God's presence, barriers clear the way on their own. So if you are in this service this morning and you are not born again yet, I'd like to pray with you. It's not a philosophy, not an ideology, it's an experience. If anyone be in Christ, it's a new creation. All things are passed away. You want your sins forgiven this morning? You want to become a child of God this morning? You want to become a child of light this morning and enjoy the beauty and the color of open doors? Wherever you are, stand to your feet and I'll pray with you. I'll pray with you right there. God bless you. God bless you. You want to become a child of light this morning? Get up on your feet. You want to overcome the barriers of life this morning? Get up on your feet. God bless you. Many more are getting up. Do that quickly. Do that quickly. Do that quickly. That light shines in darkness. Darkness cannot stop it. You have struggled enough with those doors. God wants those doors open to you on their own accord. Amen. Remain standing, please. Now, there are also people here today that need to rededicate their lives to Christ, to reconnect back to the source of eternal life, to return back to their Heavenly Father, so they can have their light restored and enjoy the breakthroughs that pertain to children of light. If you are here, you want to rededicate your life to Christ, please stand to your feet. You want to dedicate your life to Christ, please stand to your feet. You want to rededicate your life to Christ, please stand to your feet. You want to rededicate your life to Christ, please stand to your feet. You want to rededicate your life to Christ, please stand to your feet. And God bless you. Amen. You know the reason why some people have breakthroughs at a time and can't smell it again. They have disconnected. Their light has been turned to darkness. So their struggles have been restored back to them. They keep struggling through life. But be a child of light and remain so. And darkness will forever bow before you. It's a brand new day for you. 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 Everyone standing both for the first and second call, please bow your heads for prayers. You can stop filling your form for now. Bow your heads for prayers and lift up your right hand before the Most High God. And pray this simple prayer of faith after me from the depth of your heart. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins today. And I ask for your forgiveness, Jesus. Forgive me all my sins. I know you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. I believe you today, both for my forgiveness and my justification. And I believe I am now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored back to the faith. I'm now a child of God and a child of light. So the powers of darkness cannot hold me to ransom anymore. I'm free at last. I'm free forever. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul and for restoring me back to the faith. Amen. Keep your hands up as I pray. Father, Lord, I pray that the same grace that brought them out of darkness today, these precious people, that same grace will sustain them. Amen. You'll never, never step back into the kingdom of darkness anymore. Amen. The blessings of the kingdom that await the redeemed of the Lord begin to manifest in your life. Amen. No door of favor shall be shut against you anymore. Amen. Welcome to your realm of open doors. In Jesus' precious name. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Amen. Please be reminded of our Believer Foundation class. that holds every Monday. You go for only 2 Mondays, tomorrow Monday and the next Monday. We have them in about 740 locations across Lagos and Nauta. Through the telephone number in there, we send you an SMS today to know the one that's closest to where you live. It's only 1 hour, 30 minutes, 6 to 7:30 p.m., and you go for only 2 Mondays. You are taken through our 6 basic lessons, which we call foundation classes, which will empower you to live a triumphant Christian life. Don't miss that for anything. Amen. For those who are yet to be baptized in water, it's a commandment of the Lord that empowers believers to walk in the newness of life. So if you have not been baptized in water by immersion since you believed, make this Saturday a date with Jesus, and the time is 10:30 a.m. We have baptisms in about 46 different locations across Lagos and Nauta. Ensure you are a part of it, and then you are empowered to walk in the newness of life that qualifies you to make heaven. Jesus said, if I'm not baptized, I've not fulfilled all righteousness. You need to be baptized to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus is Lord. Shall we all rise to our feet? Thank you, Jesus. Help me say, I have the heritage, I have an heritage of open doors in redemption. By redemption, I'm now a child of light. And no power of darkness can constitute a barrier on my path anymore. No devil from hell can shut any door against my life and destiny anymore. I'm walking from today as a child of light, not of the night, nor of darkness. I am now a child of light, and I'm walking so from henceforth. Thank you, Jesus. Now, when Jesus said, I'm the light of the world, and is the one that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man open. The word said in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 11, he said, thy gate shall be open continually. Continually. So it's a life of open doors. Thy gate shall be open continually. Continually. Isaiah 60, verse 11. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the first of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought also. Favor. Open doors means open doors of favor. It says, shall be open day and night. Now, from henceforth, I decree that your gate shall be opened continually. They shall not be shut night nor day. So that favor will keep rushing at you all the days of your life. Say, is that possible? Oh my God. More than possible. God never says something that does not mean. Let me lead you. Follow my instructions. Only goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days. So what he means? All the days of your life. All the days. All the days. Don't listen to the devil's theology. It can be groovy and groomy every day. You know, don't let anybody deceive you. Life is not like that. Life has been like that for this ministry. For over 40 years, it's been groovy every day, every week, every month, every year. That is now your portion. Be born again and remain so. Not born again and when blessing comes, you disborn again. You become Lagos boy. The big boys of Lagos. They can make jokes of themselves. Big boys, suddenly become small boys. You can't locate the address anymore. Big boys of Lagos. These are the guys. My God. Amen. An elephant does not announce that he's big.
No.
His movement shows it. When he moves, the trees move. That the king is coming. That's you.
Amen.
I said, that's you. I said, that's you. In the name of Jesus Christ. So it's not enough to become a child of light. You must endeavor to remain a child of light. If you disconnect from the source of that light, darkness overwhelms you again. Stay in agreement with God. Because you cannot walk together except you be agreed. And God is light. In him is no darkness at all. Jesus said, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Just stay in agreement with the world. Stay in agreement with heaven's agenda for the day, for the hour, for the season. And then you're walking in the light, and no darkness can stop the way against you. Walking with Jesus, I walk in the light. No darkness can cover me. My God, you walk with Jesus, you're walking in the light. No darkness can harass you. The end has come to every form of harassment in your life. Let me hear your loudest amen. Your testimonies of open doors begins today. Your testimonies of open doors begins today. As you keep engaging, God will keep enlarging your host. We have 5 Sundays more to go in operation by all means. Give it the run of your life and watch how God responds. Give it the best of your input and watch how heavens respond. All these things that others are dying to get are supernaturally added to you in response for your diligent, sacrificial, and tireless engagement. Make these 5 Sundays your own personal appointed weeks of harvest. Create a budget of your time, of your resources to realize it. Honor Jesus with your delightsome obedience. There's no harassment. I know the way to these things by grace. He taught me very early. My Bible says, they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, they that turn men to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Many globally rated stars are hanging around here today. Yeah. If you are one of them, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. And let me hear your loudest amen. So join the army of them that turn men to righteousness. Get that done on the prayer altar. Get it done in your passionate pursuit after souls. Make compelling invitations. Give compelling invitations to your friends and neighbors. And don't just watch. No. Don't be an onlooker. Be a partaker. This thing works. This thing works. Stars are rising in this church. Oh. You must rise. Stars are rising in their numbers in this church. You shall rise also. Therefore, choose to engage. Determine to engage. Decide to engage. And watch how God responds. I've proved them 45 solid years trading Matthew 6:33 only. I'm amazed at the finger of God in my life. And I've seen that in the life of many in this church. I must see it in your life. Determine that no Sunday will be barren. that we return every Sunday with one soul targeted and budgeted for. We are not looking at it.